Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lee, let's settle this.
Okay.
Either the media is right and Iran had no active nuclear program, but then did have an active nuclear program, but then Trump didn't destroy it.
But then he did.
But then he did.
Yes.
Right? That's the mainstream. You got to believe. Yeah. I got to hold all of those things in your head at one time. Which is sort of the definition of insanity.
Yes.
Iran did not have an active nuclear program, but Trump was confused and bombed some stuff. And that stuff, it turns out, was a nuclear program, and also it's still up and running. You talk to your liberal friends this morning, they seem confused. That's why.
Yeah. But
you have to believe all of those things to think CNN is real.
Yeah, well.
All right. Meantime, let's let the Iranian foreign minister settle it. Somebody actually called him up and asked him, did they destroy him or not?
Can you tell us, I'm going to insist on this a little bit more, what remains operational today as far as Iran's nuclear program?
It's a matter of a technical issue. Our Atomic Energy Organization and other relevant agencies are working on that. But yes, our nuclear installations have been badly damaged. That's for sure, because it has come under repeated attacks by Israeli and American aggressors.
Okay.
Okay, Joe.
Well, usually the American media would immediately
jump all over
whatever the enemy's saying. I mean, you know, they always take, when it comes to Israel, they always take Hamas's health ministry at its word
at its
is
word.
Exactly how many casualties there are in some defensive Israeli strike. So anyway.
Yeah, 30,000. This morning in one hospital, says Hamas. And CNN's like, genocide.
Yeah. Well,
who's the government of Gaza? I don't know. Some guys. Yeah. No, that would be Hamas, the terror group that attacked Israel. But go ahead, use them as a credible source. Anyway. Okay, meantime, Lee, I wanted to play this for you and then just get you to react to this, okay? Because Ted Cruz, did you see this? Grills David R. Koosh. David R. Koosh advised the Biden White House on energy policy. Okay. He believes that oil and energy executives should be charged with murder. He was called because climate change or whatever. He was called to testify, and Ted Cruz had a few questions. Okay, so I'm gonna play it and make sure we get your reaction in because I know you're gonna enjoy this. I'm going to play it and then you jump in, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go on the record as saying that is a moonbeam wacky theory that you want to prosecute people creating jobs and producing energy for murder. Let me ask you, Mr. R. Koosh, how did you get to the Capitol today?
So here's what I want to tell you.
How did you get to the Capitol today?
I took an Uber.
You took an Uber.
Yep.
Now, was that in an automobile?
Yes.
Did that automobile have gasoline in it?
Yes, this is very, very cute. I see where this is going.
So I'm glad you think it's cute. Under your theory, you emitted carbon emissions.
Yep.
Should you be arrested in this room right now and prosecuted for murder?
No.
Why?
That's not what the law holds.
Tell me why, because you're willing to say the guy who sold you the gasoline should be prosecuted for murder. You're the one that benefited from it. Couldn't you have ridden a bicycle or maybe some fairy dust to get here?
The guy who sold the gas and 50 years ago knew that it was going to cause globally catastrophic damage that would cause problems for humanity.
But you have exquisite knowledge of this. You are saying you are an expert. So on mens rea, you have a level of culpability because you claim that the act of getting in that car was violence, it was murder, that you should be locked up. Why do you get to violate these principles in a way that you just want to lock up the person who sold you the gas but not – the beneficiary of it?
That's your claim, not mine, because to be liable, there are a bunch of reasons, but one of them is you have to substantially contribute to the harm, to the death.
Okay, and so how many car rides is substantially? Is it one? Is it two? Is it 10? How many?
A single individual couldn't possibly contribute enough. The point
Well, what about if, say, you're a Democrat politician?
Do you want me to answer?
What about if you're a Democrat politician who flies private jets?
It would be helpful if you're asking the questions. Doesn't he get to answer them?
He gets to answer them in my time, just like he gets to answer them in your time when you are asking them.
Seems like I don't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love Ted Cruz. I'm just telling you. Boy, if I ever get charged with anything and he's still practicing law, I want him as my lawyer. I want that guy.
But this guy advised the Biden White House.
Yeah,
this guy.
If this doesn't show the absolute idiocy of the policies, and look, I get it if you think that carbon emissions are damaging the planet, but to get to the point where you want to imprison people who are employed or are running companies that provide energy, that provide services to the American people, this just doesn't, it makes absolutely no sense. These people are not in touch with reality
at all.
They're absolutely absent from reality. And Cruz just does a magnificent job of pointing out the hypocrisy of these people, the very people who will claim, oh, because you developed this energy and you sold it to me, you're responsible, and I'm not responsible for the actions that I have taken that have contributed to this so-called catastrophic global warming or, you know, climate emergency or whatever. I am completely blameless, but all the blame lies on you because you run a big corporation that that sold me this.
This is like the time that Kamala Harris, the first time she ran for president, ran on trying and imprisoning. This is actually something Democrats want to do. Elizabeth Warren supports it. Kamala Harris ran on it. Joe Biden even said he'd do it the first time he ran. She wanted to try and imprison the heads of energy companies, yeah, right? First time she runs. But then when she's running for president and her husband is speaking at the DNC, remember this? She wasn't there. She was flying in because she'd been campaigning. She had them leave the plane up in the air in circle so she could watch her husband live give the pro-Kamala speech. Yeah. So which is it?
Well, and one other point I want to make, that these people refuse to understand or refuse to accept the fact there is no such thing as clean, green energy. It does not exist.
No.
Solar cells, wind turbines, everything that you do to generate electricity has a carbon footprint. And the thought that a windmill, a wind turbine, or a solar panel is completely green and does not contribute to anything, Please, folks, look it up. I don't care which search engine you want to use. Do yourself a favor and find out exactly what the carbon footprint and the amount of pollution that is done in order to either produce or mine or build or engineer or mount these things. It is staggering. There is no such thing as clean, green energy. Everything has a cost. If we want electricity, it is going to pollute something somewhere at some point. Without question.
You know who said that? Actually, there's a guy by the name of Akio Toyoda. I know you know who he is because you love cars. Yep. He's the CEO, the chairman of Toyota.
Yes.
He said last month, the problem is that 9 million EVs are just as polluting as 27 million hybrids. Why is that? Because of the same thing that you are talking about, the massive carbon footprint to mine and produce this stuff.
Yeah.
And so he's saying if you want to drive an EV, but you want to be the most environmentally friendly, then you have to drive a hybrid because pure EVs pollute more.
Because of lithium and cobalt and all the other minerals, the rare earth minerals, which China has a lock on right now and is keeping them from the U.S., all those things have a carbon footprint, too. It's not just the electricity generation, as you're just pointing out. It's the battery technology. It is polluting as well. And in order to mine it and refine it, it requires an incredible amount of energy and an incredible amount of pollution that is done to do it. There's just absolutely no such thing as clean, green energy. And there's no such thing as a zero emissions vehicle. As I've said before, it is displaced emissions. If you drive an electric vehicle and think you're not putting out any emissions, you're wrong. Those emissions have already been created and have been put somewhere else in the production of that vehicle or the production of the electricity that powers it.
Toyota says, quote, a single EV, so, pure electric one vehicle, a single EV is as dirty as three hybrids.
And that is the chairman of Toyota talking. Who builds electric vehicles and hybrids and internal combustion engines and diesel engines.
Yes.
I think he knows a little bit about that.
And he's basically saying, okay, if you want to drive an EV, I'm not going to tell you not to, but you should drive a hybrid because the more gasoline you use, the cleaner the world will be. That is hilarious. Mm-hmm. It is also something you will not see in mainstream media reports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.